It's actually not a mistake. Why on earth would we celebrate the trees on Tu B'Shvat in the dead of winter when you look outside and everything is just dead and dark and bleak? Actually, it teaches us the secret to success, to getting through life and to achieving our goals. Welcome back. I'm Gilar Ross, author of Living Beautifully, How to Bring Meaning, Joy and Love in Your Life Based on the Timeless Wisdom, and host of the Power Up podcast, where we share Torah insights that you can take to upgrade your life.
You see, Tu B'Shvat is the birthday of the trees, which sometimes you grow up with that and you're like, okay, it's Tu B'Shvat, it's the birthday of the trees, but like, what does that actually mean, right? Like, but trees have birthdays? Like, what does it mean? Tu B'Shvat is actually the new year of the trees. In the Jewish year, we have four different new years. We have the most famous one, which is Rosh Hashanah, which is the new years for people. And Tu B'Shvat is the new year for the trees. Now, if you've had to pick a time of year to sort of say, this is the new year of the trees, what part of the year would you choose?
Spring.
Why?
Because they're starting to bud.
They're blossom, right? Like winter. You go outside and like the trees are absolutely dead. And it's like, why? So why is Tu B'Shvat in the dead of winter? I need to keep that question in mind. And I want to ask another question, right? And the question I want to ask is like, sometimes we have something that we care really, really deeply about, right? I am going to do X, Y, Z, right? I am going to eat healthy. I am going to work on this particular part of myself that I want to get better, right? I want to take on this mitzvah in Judaism, whatever it is. And we care tremendously about it. And I've heard it said that not always do we always succeed. Can anyone relate to that? I definitely can. Not always we succeed. Why is it that we can care so much about something and yet fail?
Forget.
Yeah, that's a good one. Well, I guess I really want to know is like, what goes on inside our heads? Let's say we don't forget, right? That causes us to give up, right? Whether we encounter, usually what happens is what Karen is saying is that we encounter failure. And then at that point, we have a choice. We can either try again or we can give up, right? What goes on inside our heads a lot of times that we kind of give up?
It's Sahara saying, like, well, I'd rather do this, or I'd rather eat that, or I'd rather not work out, or whatever it is.
I'll give you an example. There's a friend of mine who's really wants to light Shabbat candles, right? That's where she's at in her Judaism, that she cares about Judaism, and she doesn't light Shabbat candles consistently, and she really, really wants to do it, right? She's got kids, she wants to do that for her family. And yet, she doesn't always manage, right? And it's like sometimes I'll talk to her and she'll be like at the point, like it's too hard, right? So kind of what goes on in our head when that gets us to the point where we kind of say, like, it's too hard. What do you mean it's too hard, right? Like if it's so important to you, it can relate to that feeling of like,
yeah, because
I really want it, but it's too hard. And what happens often is that we get to the point where we experience failure and we feel like, oh my goodness, I'm trying. I can't do it. It's too hard, right? Ever feel like that, right? So what's the answer to that? So what I want to explore in the next time we have together is how the timing of Tu B'Shvat is specifically designed to answer this dilemma, right? To address that. And I think there's something important to understand about the Jewish year, right? And we learn this from Abraham. Abraham lived before Egypt, right? Before the Jews came out of Egypt. And we're told the guests came and he baked them matzahs. Why did he bake them matzahs? Rashi asks, why does he bake them matzahs? Because it was Passover time. All good? Any questions on that? No questions? So, but way, way, way before Egypt and anything, right? Like, how does that answer the question, right? So, what we're learning here is that we think we celebrate Passover in the springtime because the Jews came out of Egypt, and therefore it's, you know, there's this energy of freedom. What Abraham is teaching us is that actually there is this energy of freedom that comes up during Passover time. And Abraham understood this. He was in tune with the spiritual energy of the year. And therefore he baked matzah because he could tap into that energy of matzah. What it is a session for another time, right? He could tap into it. And years later, when God was taking the Jews out of Egypt, God took them out of Egypt that time of year because that's when the spiritual energy is, right? So Tishvat, it's not a mistake, right? And it's not like, you know, God was looking at the year and kind of said, you know, okay, you have the high holidays and things in the fall, and you have you know, Passover in the spring, and you have Shavuot in the summer. So let's stick to the shot in there to kind of balance it. Because if you look at the year, we know we don't really have that much balance, right? Think about starting the year and high holidays. It's not about that. It's about tapping into and utilizing the energy of the time. So why to the shot now? So there are, I think, things of that. Something is happening in the agricultural cycle this time of year. Does anyone know what it is? This is an agricultural pop quiz. And here's my thing, like, I'm terrible. Like, I can do many things. I cannot plant or garden or do anything like that. Do you know what's happening?
This is from the
Yes. So, is the time of the year when the sap starts to rise inside the tree. Why is that significant? Because it's the first point in the renewal process, right? You look at the truth. Now, imagine for a second that this is your first year, or season of the year on planet Earth, right? So you come into planet Earth in the spring. You walk around. It's beautiful. There's flowers. There's blossoms. You see the fruits. You see, you go through fall. You see the leaves change color. It's beautiful. And then it all drops, right? And then winter comes, and it's... So what would you think? It's beautiful. It's even fun, right? But because we're used to it, we kind of know what comes next is going to, we are getting those trees because we know that they're going to grow again, right? Now, when does that process of growth start again? Now, right? Because we outside and we see nothing. We see absolute nothing. We see snow, we see, you know, the trees, but internally, the sap is starting to grow. It's starting to rise, which is sending nutrients from the roots into the trees, which will start the process of the blossoms growing and fruits growing. Now, if you look at the timeline, right, you don't know when the fruits start to grow. Does anyone know when?6 weeks or so afterwards, and then right after that, the fruit starts to grow, right? Now, from Shavuot till Nisan, right? We do not see anything, right? But science has dug deeper, and they see that actually, in this time of year, it's not just about waiting for spring to come, but actually, very important progress is being made, right? How does this relate to us, to people?
Maybe also that change of
the so,
like, cycle
of at the seasons.
Yeah, at the season, human beings also shift.
We shift and we progress. And you think what's important about it is if Tishvat was when the fruit would come out, we would look at it and we would say, okay, let's celebrate, you know, the fruits. Look at it, it's amazing, right? No, because this is when the progress is starting to happen, right?
Yes, they see it.
We not always see it is that there's a giant bulk of it that's happening that we do not see, right? And what usually happens when we are in that phase of growth where it's all happening internally is we're looking at it and we're kind of thinking that nothing's happening. I'm giving you a perfect example of this, right? Before I do it, I want to ask you a question. How do you define success?
Process.
Well, I mean,
process. Okay.
It's just different. It depends on how you visualize it yourself. That's it. What it is.
Okay.
Success can be your inner goals and your outer
goals. Okay, so.
Yeah, achieving your goals.
Achieving your goal
for yourself.
Right. So I think most of us would say that success is achieving your goals.
Some people say failure is. That's just success. When you fail, then you have to start again.
Right. So I like to say there's no such thing as failure. You either win or learn. But that's another thing. Like, hopefully we'll have a chance to really look at failure. But how does Judaism, how does Hashem view our success? And we're given a source for this.
Connecting with God?
So, yes. I mean, yes. But again, it's a bit... I'll give you the source straight out, right? Because it's a bit hard to define what does it mean to connect to God, right? But God says in the Talmud, he says, Hashem doesn't count pages learnt. Hashem counts hours learnt, right? And this is talking about Torah study. And it's saying, you know, someone goes in and they study a page of Talmud. We would think of like, wow, that's a success, right? You know, you finish, you want to go out and you learn a particular part of the Torah and you finish it. You're like, wow, I'm a success. That's not how I define success. How do I define success? You go in, you spend an hour studying, that's success, right? And Exactly. Success in Judaism is not the outcome, it's the effort. And so in case we think this is like a feel-good mindset, Torah is teaching us, no, this is a reality. Why? Because when you put in the effort, then you are making progress, even if you see it or not. And the big chunk of it, the first chunk of it, of the progress that you're making, you're not going to see. Just like the sap is rising, the nutrients are growing, the blossoms are back, you know, are starting to form or whatever else is happening internally. We can't see any of it, right? And we give up on the trees because we've been here for many cycles and we know the process. But we give up on ourselves because we don't understand this concept. We don't understand that the effort is making the success. The effort is the success. The effort is the change. And I'll give you an example, right? God says, don't talk bad about other people, right? We submit this prohibition is called Lashon Hara. If it's true, if it's not true, it's called Matzah Shemra, spreading rumors about other people, right? I know that we struggle. I struggle with that, right? I've heard other people struggle with it too, right? Because it's quite a delicious experience to share gossip with other people, right? You meet with friends and you it's just, you know, the Torah is given to humans and it's one of the things we struggle with. Let's say someone wakes up and says, you know what? I really want to work on bringing more love into this world and I don't want to bring other people down. And they meet up with friends and the conversation is going in a certain way and all of a sudden they remember this juicy piece, delicious piece of gossip, right? And they just want to share it with their friends, right? And I can see that we can kind of relate to that feeling. And they're like, that internal dilemma, I really want to share it. Like it's a delicious piece. It'll be a delicious experience for all of us to share that. But I don't want to talk bad about other people, but I really want to share it. And they grapple with that internally. And for 5 minutes, they don't share it. For 10 minutes, they don't share it, and then boom, they share it. Success or failure?
Success.
Yeah, they waited.
Okay, so you're all right. However, I think the person would walk away from that experience feeling like
failure.
I failed.
Yeah.
Now, why are we saying success? Let's look at it. Yes, they waited, right? They still did the damage, right? They still did the damage of Lashon Hara around everything that does. But why is it success? And I think those of us that do physical exercise will really, really understand, right? Because what you're doing, anyone that knows anything about physical exercise, what that person is doing in those 5 or 10 minutes is they are building spiritual muscle, right? And just like you go into a gym, right? I was talking to someone yesterday and she was saying, you know, she's a runner, right? So she was saying, you know, failure is that, like, if I set a goal to run a sub 2 hour half marathon, right? Half marathon less than 2 hours, and if I don't, that's a failure, right? Like, now we all know that it's ridiculous. Like, if you run a half marathon in 2 hours and 5 minutes, like, it's ridiculous to think of that as a failure, right? Like, that's success. Yes, you didn't do as well as you wanted, but you still got all these benefits from it, right? And what we understand is you just, like, you go into the gym, right? You can't, if it's the first time in the gym, you don't go over and pick up those 50-pound weights, right? Because you can injure yourself and you're never going to have them. You can injure yourself with 1 pound or 5 pounds of weights and you build them. It's the same thing with our systems, right? The problem is from talking Lashon Hara around, talking Lashon Hara, to never talking Lashon Hara around again. You need to build up the spiritual muscles. So what happens is you keep yourself waiting for 5 or 10 minutes, then you build those spiritual muscles, right? And then next time, hopefully you'll be able to keep yourself waiting for 11 minutes, right? And as we all know, if you know, there are days if you work out, go to the gym, or you walk, or you run, or whatever, there are days where you kind of feel better about it and you could do more, and that's right, because that's just how life is, right? There are days, you know, we have days and we have seasons in life where things are easier and harder, right? But every single time, it's not about, like, time I did today. It's like every single time I'm building up those muscles, and it's the same thing in spirituality. And that's why God says, I don't count the number of pages you do, right? Because that's not the point, right? That's not the point. The point isn't to go in and raise and weight and lift those 50-pound weights, right? No, the point is to become stronger, right? To become better. Right. So, and how do we become that? It's not by the path, it's by the process, by the effort. And the effort, the bulk of the effort, we don't necessarily see the progress. Right. If you think about the year of the cycle of the year, right? The time of the year where you see the fruit and the blossoms, and like, it's small compared to the rest of the year. But the whole process goes to it. Even the leaves, right? Like them falling off. What happens to those leaves? They fall off and then
they
go to the ground. Like, they help the ground. Yeah. They fertilize the ground. Right? That causes that, right? And we understand this because we dig, that science digs deeper and kind of says, hey, there's a bigger picture here. And this is one of the very powerful messages that Tukishvat is kind of saying, is that is teaching us, is like, yes, specifically in the dead of winter, when you look outside and you look at it and you're like, why on earth would I celebrate it? You know why you're celebrating it now? Because now is when it's happening. And the same thing for us, right? If we can understand, if we can truly shift our mindset and understand that success is not the outcome, right? It's not the outcome necessarily. Success is about showing up and putting the effort in, right? Go back to my friend who wants to light Shabbat candles. Yeah, I'd love to hear what you have to say. Success is wanting it, right? Success is buying the candles. Success is buying the matches. Success is setting them up, right? Success is saying, oh, I didn't get to it this week, but I'm going to get back onto it next week, right? All of that is the effort that's building those spiritual muscles, right? The same way with the idea of Lashon Hara, right? You don't talk about it. Yes, if you then talk about it, because you've done damage. So Judaism has a whole process of how we deal with when we've done damage, right? There's a whole process for that, right? But that doesn't mitigate the fact that you were successful, right? So you have to learn what to do to repair that damage that happens from the outcome of what happens. But really, success is about the effort. And that's what Tubashat is teaching us, specifically with the timing this time of year.
Thank you for taking the time to listen. If you enjoyed this episode, you'll love my new book, Living Beautifully, available on my website, Amazon, or any good Jewish bookstore. And please take a moment to rate, review, and subscribe to the podcast so you don't miss out. Thank you and have a wonderful day.